to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. And, you know, during the break, during the top of the hour break here, folks, if you weren't here for last hour, just hang on. You'll get a flavor of what we're talking about here. I was just talking to my webmaster during the break. And I'll tell you what. I've got to consider this very carefully because I don't want to become a part of the problem that I perceive out there. But I will say this. I see people that are trying to do the right things for the right reasons. And I see them continually knocked. Continually their names being dragged through the mud, whatever the case may be. We don't have enough people in this movement yet. Not by a long shot to make a real difference. But the people that we have so far have made such a dramatic difference that I can't imagine what it would be like if we were 10 times stronger than what we are now. We might be, as I've always told people, chiding, I'm just kidding about this, that all things being equal, I'd much rather be sitting on a beach in Hawaii right now, drinking one of their fancy little Hawaiian drinks with a little umbrella on it, kicking back and relaxing. But I know that's not possible because this country is in serious trouble. And we need 10 times the amount of people that we have involved in this movement right now. But some people are taking it upon themselves to rip this movement apart. And I got to tell you what, the globalists, the crap heads out there, they're getting their jollies right now. They're laughing. They're laughing because they're seeing what a fledgling movement is doing to itself. And quite personally, folks, I put up with this for 14 years. My switch was flipped today. I had had enough. And if you notice, folks, I didn't go out and go off on Eric Hufschmid here because I just wanted to. I went after this because I saw what the man was doing, and he included my name in this. Big mistake. Big, big mistake. All right, we're going to take a break here in a minute or two, and I'm going to bring up Jason Burmes is also online. We have Dylan Avery and also Eric Hufschmid. And if you missed last hour, I apologize, folks, for using the word GD on the air. I have never, ever done that in my entire life. But let me ask you something. If you're hammering a nail and you whack your thumb and you split that puppy wide open and it's bleeding, do you tell me that you don't ever swear? You ever never use the Lord's name in vain? I just did, and I apologize for that. I am deeply sorry. And I know that's offensive to a lot of people. It's even offensive to me. I'm embarrassed. But I was so angry. That's no excuse. Being professional, you should never, ever do that on the air. My point is, I don't walk on water. People make mistakes. But people that are doing the mistakes, and people are trying to correct that mistake, trying to tell them, look, your assertions are wrong. But they just bullheadedly just pour through this like it's no big deal. I have a point and I'm going to make it and I don't give a hoot who it hurts. Well, this hurt me because one of the first people that I had on this network was none other than Eric Hufschmid promoting his Painful Deception DVD and book, which was an outstanding job. But it seems that there's exception being taken here. It seems to me there's some jealousy here. It seems to me there's some bent feelings here, and it's being vetted on the web without a single phone call to any of these people to ask them what the heck, except maybe Dylan Avery. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. Eric Hufschmid, Dylan Avery, and Jason Burmes is online. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
All right, we are back. I have Jason Burmis on the line. Jason, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You've been hearing this program?
Oh, of course. And let me just commend you for finally confronting this issue. I know that you don't particularly like everybody that you just defended, you know, on every issue, but you do see a problem with this. And, you know, we went to Eric. As soon as he started, you know, doing this, we did it privately. You can get it on MP3. We had a 25-minute conference call with him, agreed to an interview, then did an hour-long interview. And I just want to say to Eric, I did his research. I listened to his Benjamin Friedman speech. I do not happen to have the same opinion as him. He still continues to attack us and make all these wild money accusations. Listen, we live this. We all live together in a little house. You know, every day
I've seen
about
the pictures.
Pushing the truth.
I've seen the pictures. You guys are in basically a roofed hovel, I would call it. It's a very small, cramped space.
We're just trying to get the truth out there, and we're trying to do the right thing. And like I said, he makes all these wild accusations. And, you know, it's just garbage. I would like Eric to tell me now why he thinks the Zionists are behind 9/11. We know about the dancing Israelis. We know about Odigo. And we know that Silverstein is Jewish. Is there anything else they have? I know, you know, we know that Sheratov is a dual Israeli citizen. We know that Wolfowitz is too. But what else is there? Did they make NORAD stand down? Did they put detonation charges in the World Trade Center? I mean, I'd like to hear his evidence.
Well, we don't know who put the charges in, but we know that the Mossad, you had that moving company nearby. You had hundreds of art students picked up. That
Eric,
could be the manpower.
We just went over that.
But that could be the manpower right there, and that's why you can't find who did it. They're back in Israel.
Eric, it's ludicrous, man.
How do you know that without an investigation?
Listen,
here you go telling us.
I'm not going to get into yelling at you.
You cannot
I'm not going to give you that kind of energy, man. I'm just going to tell you right
tell
now.
Us who did not
do it. A support role at best, Eric. A support role at best. And you're acting like a jealous little girl because your movie's not doing as well as ours. I'm sorry. It's not as good. You know,
well, it may not be
a good
as good,
and
but I'm not,
right
I'm not bringing up good or bad.
And maybe you'll have success, Eric.
I'm not bringing up good or bad. I'm saying you cannot say who did not put those explosives in unless you can say who did it. And you have no proof that they did not do it. You are telling us this. We need an investigation. And Stabler
Eric,
should
I
not
don't
apologize.
Have proof that UFOs from
Stab
Mars
Miller
did not put them there.
Miller is doing what we need to do.
You make no valid points, Eric.
No, well, this is what we need. Stab Miller is apologizing. This is what I'm saying we need to do.
No,
bring
I didn't. Stop. I didn't apologize. I apologize for swearing on the air. That's what I apologize
okay, well,
for.
Okay, well, what you're doing is what I'm saying we should do. Bring it all out on the open, out on the table, on television. Expose everything. We will find out who is telling the truth and who isn't.
Eric,
we will find out
who
put those explosives.
I don't see you trying to get the word out to people. So where are you? What are you doing to get the word out? Other than accusing us of being funded by the Simon family, whom I never even met.
I'm saying, what is their role? I'm asking.
They have no role. Listen, a lot of people got us footage in the first edition, and Dylan Sanctum, that was it.
And who is Jason Wormis? Well, who is this guy? Who is his family? How do we know he's not another Israeli citizen?
Who is this guy? What
How do we know he's not like a church officer?
Jason, he's talking about you.
Huh? Oh, me? Who am I?
Who is Jason Wormis?
I'm a 26-year-old guy who used to be a graphic designer.
And who's your family? Who is your family?
My family? Listen, my family is so poor. You know, I came up from the system, brother. I moved around a lot as a kid.
But Benjamin Chertoff could say the same thing.
Well, go ahead.
Benjamin
Chertoff. I offered you my entire genealogy in the first interview we did.
I didn't get it.
Email me. I've got nothing to hide, Eric.
But look,
it's ridiculous.
Benjamin Chertoff. When he writes an article for Popular Mechanics, it's biased.
We're all aware of that. We all know that the Benjamin Chertoff Popular Mechanics piece was a hit piece and total propaganda.
Well, how do we know you're not another hit piece?
Where do you come in on this? I don't understand.
How do we know you're not another one? Who are you?
I'm an open
book. Who is your family?
I am
name
an open
your
book.
Father.
I'm going around the country trying to bring this to the youth. Of this nation, so we can bring it to the gates of Congress.
Benjamin Chertoff could say the same thing. He's trying to help America.
Eric, you did the same thing. These guys read the same article I did. You did the same thing. You did the same thing to them that you're doing to me, raising questions as to who this guy is. Look, I've raked Greg Szymanski over the coal about this Vatican thing. Okay?
Right.
I personally believe, I mean, it wasn't the Vatican around 2,000 years ago that tacked Jesus Christ on a piece of wood and watched him die. It was the Pharisees that did. It wasn't, I've been on Greg Szymanski about that, but you know what? Greg is a pretty good writer. He does a pretty good radio show. I don't agree with his stance on that, but I've never told him, if you say that one more time, I'm going to kick you off this network. I've never told him that. It is not my job to censor talk show hosts on this network. If they bring up something that I don't necessarily agree with, I don't cut their show, I don't cut their guest, I don't cut them.
Well, I know, I'm not complaining about that attitude of yours at all. I'm saying Benjamin Chertoff is what you call sabotage. And how do we know Wormis isn't the same thing? Who is he?
Jeez, he just, who do
we
you
have
to
no,
be?
We have a right. We
you know, why do I get the feeling, look, Eric, why do I get the feeling if Jesus Christ comes again, you're going to be the guy that asks him for his DNA fingerprint and his ID card?
Well, if someone were to tell me he's Jesus, I'd say, well, prove it. I mean, come on. We have a responsibility to know who's affecting our world.
So, Eric, I don't owe him anything. What's going to satisfy you today to know about me, to know that I'm a good person, Eric? Let me know. I'll tell you anything. Ask me any question you want.
When we look at things like Chertoff, Dov Zakheim, they say even Rumsfeld's Jewish. How could this be a coincidence?
No one here is Jewish.
Who is Jason Wormis? Who is his father and mother? We want to trace the. We want
to
look.
All right, here you want them? I'll give them to you. My father was Barry Wormis, and my mother was Lisa D'Onofrio. Do you need more? I mean, how much more do you need?
We
want to
look because this is what I'm saying. Put it on the table. We find out who's on it.
I am putting it on the table, Eric.
He's telling you, Eric. Eric, he's telling you. He's telling you, and you aren't listening. Your supposition here that everybody is evil and wrong and in this criminality thing unless they prove themselves innocent to you.
No, I'm saying we need
yes, you
to
are,
investigate.
Eric, that's exactly what you're doing.
Barry
Eric, you're
and Lisa,
saying, you're
okay,
saying
okay,
you're guilty
Barry
until proven innocent.
No, you're saying it's Barry and Lisa.
I'll tell you what. We've got callers online. Can we balance this stuff out, Mr. Producer? Okay. We've got callers online. Let's hear from some of the callers. I want their opinion, their questions on this also. Thanks for holding. Walt in Michigan. Go ahead, Walt.
Hello, John.
Yes.
Okay. Here's the point that's you mentioned Greg Szymanski, and you mentioned Eric John Phelps, correct?
I didn't mention Eric John Phelps. Or I did when I was reading
Huffschmidt's
article. Okay, yeah, you're right, I did.
Okay, number one, the Roman government controlled Israel when the Lord Jesus was crucified, and they were running the Jews, because who did they have to go to get him crucified? Did they do it amongst themselves, or did they use Rome to do it? Somebody answer the question.
They used Rome. They used someone else, like they're doing with America.
They used Rome. And another thing, John, that has to be brought up, which always sidestepped and skirted, the Jews aren't running the world. The Zionists are working with the Vatican in setting up a new world order.
And I can look at that and say maybe there's a connection, but if you held a gun to my head or you put me on a witness stand and had me swear on a Bible, I couldn't look at you straight in the eye and tell you I know that for a fact.
Well, John, I've got photographs of the Joint Chiefs, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as well as the commanding four-star general running the military in Iraq, is the Roman Catholic Knights of Malta. Both the Joint Chiefs, Roman Catholic, Knights of Malta, got photographs of them getting the John Carroll Award, okay? And also the senators and congressmen that are running our committees in Congress. All the chairmen are Roman Catholic. Now, question. Okay, all the intelligence agencies around the world, who's the head or controlling agent controlling all the intelligence agencies? The CIA was formed by Reinhard Gehlen, Roman Catholic Knights of Malta, a Nazi, along with Wild Bill Donovan, Roman Catholic Knights of Malta, Joseph Stalin, Roman Catholic, Jesuit trained. Agagarian, his head of intelligence.
No, actually, wasn't Stalin actually Jewish himself?
No, he was trained at Tiflis University in Georgia, Russia.
Well, and who were the two that he whacked out in order to take power in Russia? Were they Jewish?
Trotsky, you're mentioning?
Yes.
Trotsky may have been a Jew, but also the fact is, and this has also always been sidetracked.
I thought he was from the Vatican there for a second.
Wait a minute now. Were the Freemasons, the Masonic lodges, are controlled by the Superior General of the Jesuits?
So, stop. Are you telling me that the Jesuits are controlling the Masonic lodges,
that's
controlling
correct.
The Zionists, they're controlling everything?
That's correct.
Okay,
sir.
Well, that's your opinion.
Read Revelation chapter 17, verse 9, John, and tell me if that's not Rome, the woman that sits on seven mountains. There's only one city in the world that sits there, and that's Rome.
Walt, you had your say. Okay.
Okay.
Never let it be said that I didn't give you a chance to air what
you
believe.
All these other guys ought to consider the facts, too. Look into
it,
fellas.
But hold on a second.
Can I just respond to that?
Please.
We're doing a movie about 9/11.
That's what I was just going to say. We're talking about 9/11 and somebody having an issue.
We're trying to get into a court system, you know? I mean, who are the Jesuits we're going to bring to court? That's
can
what
I ask
I
you a question?
Know.
You know a guy named Egan?
Egan?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar
Cardinal Egan of New York.
No, I'm
George
not.
George Tenet in the guys controlling the CIA. I'm going to ask you that. What religion are these guys? You tell me. Tell me
what,
if you
what
know.
What religion do I think they are?
What religion are they? Do you know?
Well, let me just say this. I mean, I can prove beyond a reasonable doubt that George Bush and his father, although figureheads and middlemen, you know, attend Bohemian Grove and do occult rituals. So that's all I need to know that they're not Christian.
You also have guys that are doing child sacrificing in the basement of the Vatican.
Okay,
too.
Walt, hold on here a second.
Well, I can't prove that. Sir.
Yeah, everybody just hold on a second. Walt, look, we're here talking about Eric Huffschmidt. Eric is peeved because he's been cut out of some deals here, and he doesn't feel he's being promoted properly. These three come out with his DVD, and all of a sudden we got Holocaust denial here. We've got, well, these people aren't talking about this. Dylan Avery is 22 years old. Jason Burmess is 26. I didn't even pull my head out of where it was until the age of 40. So maybe you might want to lighten up a little bit on these young men. Thank you for your call, Walt. Thank you for your call, Walt. We'll be right back.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The counsel to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
All right, we are back. We're running out of lines here. I've got a caller that wants to get in on the program, and he happens to be a Jewish fellow here from Texas. Boy, what a good time to bring this up, huh? Do we have him on hold yet? Okay, we don't. Let me take one more caller, and I'm going to ask the audience out there, please do not call in. We already have calls in queue, and I need an open line. I'd like to get this gentleman up. So let me take one more call here, and we'll clear out that line. Please, nobody else call in. I want to get this gentleman up from Texas. Let's go to Mike in Oklahoma. Hello, Mike. Go ahead. You're on. Mike, are you there?
I think they connected the wrong one.
Okay, who are you?
Eric.
Okay, we still have Eric here. Somebody figure out the phones in there, guys. Punch a button. I don't care who's up. Punch a button. Who do I have? Joe in Texas. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I'm kind of taking not a middle position, but I think Mr. Huffschmidt out here is chasing windmills as far as this Dylan Avery goes. I mean, there were some people mentioned in there that I've always been suspicious of and have little respect for, but it's mostly the GCN crowd. But I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I'm going to let you get to your more important guest.
Let me ask you something, Joe.
Sure.
And I'm very familiar with Genesis Communications. It was at one time Republic Broadcasting, or I'm sorry, Republic Radio International. That was my network. Ted Anderson bought it out, stuck a ton of money in there. Ted is running his own network. But I'll tell you what, there are voices on that network that need to be heard. I don't have the time or the space to have them on this network, otherwise I would. See, we don't run competing programming here. We don't have multiple satellites. We only have one feed for both satellites, and that's the way it will remain. But is there anything of any value that you've ever gotten from Genesis Communications Network? Come on,
Joe. Well, aside from Terry Bronfield and Alex Jones.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, other than that, I would say
okay,
no, information, yeah. Information.
Okay. You made my point for me. Thank you. Thank you for your call, Joe. You know, we need other networks out there. Not everybody on planet Earth wants to listen to John Statman, or not everybody on planet Earth wants to listen to Alex Jones, okay? And we don't have enough networks with good information, because at that point in time, everybody gets to pick and choose who they listen to. Okay, do I have the gentleman in Texas on? Okay, hold on. We're going to transfer him. Do we have him? What's his name? Not yet. We don't have him yet. Hold on. Okay. Is he there? Is that him? No, I got one people, too many people. Well, you're shaking your head yes, he's shaking his head no. No, we don't have him. Okay. All right. Wolfgang in Kansas City. Go ahead, Wolfgang.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I listen to your program all the time, but I rarely call in because... Just because.
Right.
You've talked to me before.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to defend you, not that you need any defending on your own. You're doing a pretty good job yourself. But most of us in this movement, we've been silently networking all the people that have a good voice. And we don't do it for money. I'd like to address that to Eric, because I live in a van. I have barely 50 cents in my pocket, and I'm still doing it. I've been doing this since 1990, not for money, not for personal glory, not for your ego, nothing. You know, I don't have any videos to sell, although I've made quite a few videos of my own. And I'm the one who promoted Alex Jones all over the country and got him as big as he is right now. And you haven't heard me sniping at him. Not one peep out of me.
Well, and also it has to be said, and let me say this, as far as what you said, Wolfgang, about ego and money, and I'm with you. I'm not doing this for money. I made payroll today, barely. As a matter of fact, I'm negative in my checking account right now. If somebody cashes a check too fast, somebody's check is going to bounce.
Right.
I'm not doing this for the money. I have dumped $1 million into this network in the last 2 years. Eric, you want to find out who my backer is on this deal?
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
You do?
Well, no, I'm willing
to tell you, because God knows this will probably end up on your site that John Statmiller's dumped $1 million. Where'd he get $1 million?
No, I pointed out, and this is what I'm pointing out. Where is the money? There isn't money. This is why I'm saying all of a sudden Dylan Avery can pass out. He's making
he already explained to you.
You and everyone else are supporting me without realizing it. There is no money here.
Well, if Dylan Avery can do that, well, God bless him.
That's right. How come he doesn't know?
If he can hand out 100,000 copies of his DVD, God bless the little guy. I mean, really.
Yeah, but where did he get the money?
He explained. Look, Dylan.
Eric, we've already been down that road.
Dylan,
right. But you guys are actually supporting me without even realizing it. There is no money except for Dylan and the others. They are the only ones selling thousands, tens of thousands. No one else can do this. And
stop, Eric. What do you mean nobody else can do
this? Who else has sold this much?
I think Alex Jones, when he does his videos,
Davon Kleiss has.
Davon Kleiss also.
Davon Kleiss is another Holocaust promoter, another Zionist denier.
Oh, gee, God. Here you go again, Eric.
Look at the pattern. There's a pattern here. The people who defend Israel are getting publicity. They get on television. You got
Eric,
on Fox.
Eric.
You get on CNN.
Eric, the pattern is in your head, my friend.
Yeah,
no, there's a pattern.
It's apparent
if
to me.
People are going to see your movie more than anything, especially when it comes out in the theaters. They are getting your side of 9/11, your side of Israel, your side of
whoa,
everything.
Whoa, Eric, wait a minute. First, slow down here. I watch Loose Change, too. He doesn't get into the Holocaust, the Jewish issue. Because he didn't want to sully this thing. He wanted to do 9/11. Don't you get it?
My video doesn't do it either. Nobody's video goes into it.
Then what is your problem here?
The problem is they are getting their side out exclusively.
No, they're not.
It's not fair to the American people.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God, Eric.
You know,
the Americans have the right to investigate the investigators. We have a responsibility to know who is influencing our world. We should not back down. We do not owe blind obedience
to
anybody.
Wait a minute. Did anybody ever suggest that somebody investigate you?
Go ahead.
But wait a minute. Why
people
should I?
People haven't looked at me.
Why should I? Why should you have taken this mantle on that you have to investigate everybody?
Because I'm the only one doing it, it looks like. Well, you should do it.
Oh, no,
you're not
the only one.
Eric, think about that. Like, seriously, you and a select group of people are the only ones constantly attacking everybody.
We're not attacking anybody.
Yes, you are. I'll tell
it's
you
not
what.
An attack.
Okay,
it's
hold
an
on.
Investigation.
Hold on. I got my Jewish friend here from Texas. Rob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, I was just listening to the show this afternoon, and I heard you just relentlessly attack the guys who put together Loose Change. And I don't think it's, like, fair, because, first of all, who are you to demand all this personal information from these people when you're not even giving out personal information of your own? Who are you? Like, where does your money come from? You know, who supports you? Why do you have this agenda to suddenly bring out this Zionist stuff on top of the 9/11 truth movement? I mean, it's important that people know the facts of 9/11, that it was an inside job, that we saved this country. Why are you constantly sideswiping people with this nonsense? Like, reveal yourself. Give us your information. Let's hear your information. Now,
you can get all my people have already.
Who are you? You know? How do we know that you're not being funded by some racist organization?
That's right.
How do we know this?
That's
we
right.
We don't.
That's right.
So the important fact is that 9/11 was an inside job. Everybody should know that and understand it without being distracted by these side details. It's important that we get to the root of the problem and not, like, get into these airy, floaty issues that don't even matter anyhow. Like, we have to stop whatever organization is behind 9/11, and before we do that, people have to realize it was an inside job. So I don't understand how you think you're helping. Why don't you just disclose all your information?
The jaw on?
Yeah.
All right.
Who hung up?
Nobody hung up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So, I grew up in Brooklyn. I'm Jewish. I have nothing to do with 9/11. And, you know, I take, you know.
Well, how do we know it was an inside job, not an outside job? Who blew up those towers? Was it an inside job with Americans?
There's lots of evidence.
I say it was an outside job.
There's lots of evidence that suggests that you're just totally ignoring to push your Zionist kind of agenda. Like, what's the deal, man? Like, there's so much evidence that suggest that not only were factions of other governments, but our government complicit in 9/11. Why don't you stick to the facts?
Our government or Israel's government? Who is wrong?
What about a combination of the facts?
Who
have you ever considered that perhaps
for?
It was a combo of the facts and not one specific polarized
group?
Okay, now
we're getting into a combo.
You get on the air and you tell everybody that it's one specific polarized group. What you're doing is you're just sidetracking people because everybody knows that's not true. It was not one single polarized group. It was a conglomerate of people who all believe they share the, you know, the world power.
It's been actually suggested to me that Aaron Russo's new film that is going to sidetrack, and he's there doing this because he wants to help destroy the 9/11 movement. When I heard that suggestion, I thought, you know what, have people lost a grip? Because what came first? Was it the Federal Reserve and income tax, or was it 9/11? Would we have had, and this is the question that I posed, would we have such control of this government in this country by several different entities, I might add, if it were not possible for the IMF boys to roll in here and take the stranglehold control of this country? Now, that was the question I asked, and that of course, that's still up for debate. But they actually suggested that Aaron Russo's film, which is going to be released this month. By the way, I have him on next Tuesday. I want people to know that, to tune in. But it was actually suggested that Aaron Russo is doing this to try to sidetrack people on the 9/11 issue. When I heard that, I thought, have people lost their minds? Have you gone completely crazy?
Well, it seems to me like Mr. Eric Hufschmidt is doing the exact same thing. God knows why. Maybe he's bored. Maybe his mind is, you know, he has to do this type of thing. He's driven, but God knows why he's doing it. He's definitely sidetracking the entire 9/11 truth movement. You know, regardless of how they took this stranglehold, like, there's no denying that 9/11 was the turning point, and they're running with it. And I think that any other fact besides that is a distraction. Like, we have to, everybody has to understand the facts of 9/11. Like, we don't want to get into, like, this person is a polarized group. I mean, that kind of thing. It's always divide and conquer. And I think people should understand that whenever they hear these divide and conquer kind of tactics coming out of people, that's exactly what it is. It's a tactic to divide and conquer the people, to distract them.
You know, we have on Thursdays, we have Professor James Fetzer on this network. And I made a statement because I had heard an exchange between one talk show host that's on this network and Mr. Fetzer. And what I felt from this thing was Mr. Fetzer's political bent coming through where it shouldn't be brought up in the 9/11 issue. Because this has been the division with people in this country. Politics, some people still believe the Republicans are good people. Some people believe that the Democrats are evil. I look at the entire thing and I say to myself, we have a lot of people out there that are just cold but stupid. And when I heard Fetzer and some of his positions, what I said on air, that I don't think James Fetzer is there to try to distract. I think he's making mistakes and I think he's getting off the 9/11 track. So what I suggested was that people email Mr. Fetzer or call him and say, please, sir. And I don't care what ilk you are, what you believe in. I don't care if you believe the moon is made out of cheese. But if you believe the 9/11 movement must succeed, please call Mr. Fetzer and tell him to keep his political viewpoints out of this deal.
It's true because whenever those, like, it's about the real facts. It's about reality. It's not about, political divides or this or that. It's about the facts. Let's get down to the facts. Who did it, no matter how, absurd it may seem to people, it's the facts that are important and not this wishy-washy stuff. Like, if this guy, Eric Hufschmidt, wants so much information, I think he should be a man and offer all of his information up front to everybody in a clear way and get on the air and say that completely first. Because
Rob?
Yes.
Rob, you know my position on Zionism, do you not?
Slightly.
Okay. All right. Without going into a big diatribe about that because we're running out of time here. I talk about Zionism. It's a political movement. I've had people from New Chicardi, 10,000 of these people, this organization out of New York, that every year they fall out on the streets. And these are the conservative Jews that are saying, look, we're not supposed to, according to the Torah teachings, we're not supposed to have our own country until the Messiah comes. You being Jewish, you know that. You know that for a fact. I had this rabbi on my program, and I had people that heretofore that you would have thought that they were kind of anti-Semitic or whatever the case may be, I had them calling into the show going, my God, I'm glad you're doing this. I have never taken any issue, 9/11 or anything else, and I've never mixed different things into this to confound and confuse, because the sidetracking, you're right, Rob, that is what we're talking about, sidetracking the issue. This 9/11 thing is the thing that could bring down their house of cards, and I don't care if it's the Federal Reserve, people finding out about that, storming Washington, saying, what the heck do you people think you're doing to us? I don't care if it's 9/11, I don't care if it's the income tax, I don't care if it's the Federal Reserve, I don't care if it's anything that this government has done to its own people over the years. I don't care what does it. It has to be done.
It's true, and I think, like, 9/11, that issue is kind of like a ball of yarn, you know? Or a loose string on a sweater, you know, that's where it begins. And all these other things that, the politicians are up to will suddenly come into light if September 11th is the first one that comes to light, because then everything else will start unraveling. And it's
exactly
important that one point opens up without all this distraction. And I just like to remind all the listeners again, like, whenever you hear anything that is polarizing, singling out one group, I'm suspicious about it, because it's like, what's the point? Don't you care about the country? Don't you care about September 11th, you know?
All right. Rob,
and,
Rob, I have to let you go. We got tons of callers here. But I appreciate you calling in. And please continue to listen. Please get involved anytime you hear of an issue or whatever. See, this is the problem. A lot of people out there that listen to radio broadcasts such as this, they think if they sit around and absorb what is being talked about, and they never speak a word to anybody else, that somehow they're doing their patriotic duty by just absorbing this, not rolling up their sleeves and getting into this fight to restore this country and on its constitutional track. Rob, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
All right, sir.
Goodbye.
Is this starting to make sense to anybody out there? Eric, Dylan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Eric?
Yeah, I mean, you see, I just still say that this message that 9/11 is an inside job is deceptive. I say it's an outside job.
No.
How do you know until we look?
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Let's take another call. And Dylan, if you want to jump in here, please.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just kind of listening at this point. I mean, I've already told Eric everything about me, and, you know, Jason has done the same thing. So, I mean, this is really just, you know, kicking a dead horse at this point.
All right. Well, and if you want to terminate now, you can.
I'll keep listening in. I mean,
all right.
just in case.
All right. Well, let me keep rolling the calls here. Mike in Oklahoma. I want to hear from the good sense listeners that we have, the salt of the earth that we have out there, the people that have been listening to broadcasts or networks such as this that are garnering the information and making up their own minds. Mike in Oklahoma, you're up. Go ahead.
You know, part of this whole conversation reminds me of the movie The Caine Mutiny. You know, I'm sorry, Eric, but I think you're seeing conspiracies where none exist, and I think it stems from, quite honestly, sour grapes. I remember about a month or so ago, you were on the Michael Collins Piper show while he was on in Malaysia, and you were on with Chris Berlin whining and moaning that you didn't get invited to the Chicago conference.
I don't remember whining about it. I didn't get invited.
I listened to an hour of you whining about it.
It's your interpretation whether I whined.
Then what are these accusations, Eric? They're nothing but your interpretations based on no evidence.
And then this is I'm putting it's my life in your hands. Go ahead, prove me a fool. Go ahead, prove it.
Okay, let's
show
do that.
Show me the Holocaust happened. Show me we landed on the moon.
Eric, it's
come
not
on,
about the freaking Holocaust. Provide one piece of evidence in your piece.
You're trying to cover it up. It's
I'm covering it up now.
You are trying to cover up the murder of millions of Goyim. And you got to expect a fight. You better expect a fight. You better
Eric, what are you talking about, man?
Millions.
You're picking, Eric, you're picking fights with people over stuff that
we
like,
have
no idea
a right to understand who is influencing us. We have a right to know who you are and what your connections are to Mossad or Israel. We are not backing down.
Eric.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you actually say what I thought I heard you say?
What was that?
Eric, did you actually say that what's your connection to the Mossad?
We have a right to look at what his connection is. If there is one, we have a right to look.
My connection to the Mossad is Eric, I had a kosher hot dog once.
I don't mean to laugh. This is not funny, but
when we looked at Benjamin Chertoff,
Eric, it's my turn, sir. My turn. Can you provide any evidence? I mean, one scintilla to support any of your accusations. Not that Daryl Bradford Smith assumes, because we know what happens. We assume, but one piece of information in your article on your site about these gentlemen. One piece of evidence, not innuendo, not assumption, but evidence.
Take the scholars
for
9/11 truth, then.
Yes or no?
Okay, the scholars for 9/11.
Yes or no?
Yes. I can give you all kinds of strange.
Lay it out, dude. That's what we're here for.
How about the scholars for 9/11 truth?
No. The evidence, yes or no, about these gentlemen in the article.
Yes, it has an effect. It does affect them. Because
then lay it out.
The scholars for 9/11 truth formed in January. They asked me would I make their website. I said, yes, I'm working. I'll work for free to make your website. When I put my name and website on there, they ended up telling me, no, take it off. We can't put your stuff cannot go up there. But we can put Dylan Avery's loose change up there and his websites. This is one of many patterns.
Okay,
what
does this have to do about the four gentlemen in the article that are arranged here
today?
Not Alex Jones.
By the way,
your video Painful Deceptions, guess where I viewed it? Prison Planet TV.
That's right. He used to promote it.
Why doesn't he anymore, Eric?
I don't know.
Well, I could venture a guess. It would only be a guess at this point. But I think it might have something to do with what you're doing right now.
Yeah, the Holocaust,
No, 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 no. Let's
liar?
No, you
calling
not...
him a liar might do it.
Yeah, let me say one last thing here, and I'll get off. John.
Okay, Mike.
I used to think he was just plain stupid.
In all honesty, and I mean this with all sincerity, I think today, sir, you lost any credibility that you had.
I hate to say that, but I believe that to be the truth.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call. And you know, and if I could take 100 phone calls here, I would just about guess they'd all say about the same thing, Eric.
But the quantity of people against me means nothing.
Eric.
Pat Robertson has more people than you.
Well, yeah,
you're
right.
What does that mean? Does that make him better than you?
No. But,
well,
you don't even see what you're actually doing. That's what's most amazing to me. You don't even see what the heck you're doing.
What we need to do is bring this all out.
Oh, no. What we got to do is spend the next 10 years investigating everybody that's in the Patriot Movement.
Everybody. That's
everybody.
Right. That's
and
right.
That's going to get the job done. Right, Eric?
That's right.
Holy
that
mackerel.
Show us who
let's
to
let's take some more calls here. I can't wait for the next caller. Rita in Texas. Hello, Rita.
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Stettmiller.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to thank you very much for your radio station. When I first listened to you, I thought you were anti-Semitic because of some of the subjects that were coming up with regards to the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Being open-minded, however, I started to do some investigating. Mr. Eric,
Hutchman.
Sir, you're right. I've been listening to you trying to cry out, and as I'm seeing it, you're trying to get the truth out. But let me share with you, sir. The truth is out. There are people that are not intimately involved with the so-called 9/11 movement that have information out there of connecting the Jews with 9/11, along with the Benedict Arnolds that are Jewish in our own government. I do not believe this situation, sir, is going to be corrected within our own government. I think we are already a lost nation. As a result of Mr. Stettmiller's programs regarding the Jews, I did my own investigation. I personally come across people that promote this book that is called Plot Against the Church, written by Maurice Panay. What is happening here in the United States happened in Gaul under the Emperor Wurtza, wherein the Jews became counselors to the prince, and they encouraged him to disarm and destroy their walls that protected their country, and then at the same time they were working to fan the flames of war with the Muslims, which were the Muslims at that time. There is a traditional Catholic priest that is named John Martinez that I've come across his CD that is being circulated into the United States, wherein he's addressing especially Catholics that are supposed to be faithful to their faith, that it's a mortal sin for anyone to support the Iraqi war. He's also a priest that I came across also that gave information, and I thought he was anti-Semitic, with regards to this Jewish issue. So I have to thank both of you gentlemen, but most especially Mr. Stettmiller, because he had the courage to bring this to the forefront wherein I could investigate it. Don't let these naysayers, Eric, discourage you. There are people out here that already know. Just continue to do your work, and may God bless you, and also Mr. Stettmiller, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Rita.
You're welcome.
You hearing the message here, Eric?
We're not telling you
to stop with the Holocaust stuff or anything else.
But what
you're doing is you're starting to mix apples with oranges here. That is the danger.
What's an apple and an orange here? I agree with what she says. This is what you're doing is what we need, John.
I don't want to do this. I got too much work to do.
Oranges?
I got too much work to do to sit around and investigate the entire Patriot Movement.
No. Bring us out. This is it. If they had done this on CNN or Fox instead of just giving their side.
No, I understand your point, but that... you're reaching here.
Was the best thing of all that could have happened, John. You got to look at it that way.
All right, Chris.
Come on, look at what you just got out there today.
Chris in Texas. Hello, Chris. You're on the air.
Hey, John. John, thanks for your program. I like all your guests. I mean, your radio hosts, they're great. Eric, this is for you. I'd like to say, you're asking the question, how do you know people? You know, how do you know where Dylan and all these guys are coming from? Word of God says you know them by their fruits. And look at the fruits Dylan and Jason and them put out. That's a wonderful fruit. Okay, so those are, tell you those are good people. You don't have to investigate each and every individual person. That's not our job to judge them. And if they are coming from a bad side, and if they're producing good fruits, then what's important is the fruits they're producing. So hang around them because they're good people. And the people that produce bad fruits, you stay away from them. And I sense jealousy, a financial jealousy, and I hope you just get over it and read the Word of God because all your answers can be found there. John, thank you very much, and I'd like to say a lot of your program today was as good as dead air. You should be more like Alex Jones and just ignore this kind of sidetracking issue.
No, because it pull me down there a little bit. Thank you.
No, I'm not going to ignore this because I've had enough of this. I've been in the Patriot Movement now 15 years, and I see this getting worse and worse and worse. This is going to be addressed. I am going to address this
because
Chris, there is a lot of people that are doing a lot of good work. What people are doing right now are casting doubts. Kill that break. What we have now are people casting doubts on other people and trying to impugn their work. And I will not stand for it. We need more numbers in this movement. We don't need more division. Thanks for your call, Chris. Janice in Texas. Hello, Janice. Go ahead. You're on.
I'd like to tell Mr. Eric that we have a young man in Gonzales, Texas, putting out and burning DVDs on this Loose Change video, and people are loving it and eating it up. And we give them away for a very low cost, 50 cents to a dollar. It depends on which area we go to. And we just say we thank Dylan Avery for putting out Loose Change number 2, and we hope to keep putting them out for him.
I want to see Eric Hutschmidt do another DVD on a 9/11 subject. That's what I want to see. Don't you?
Yeah. I have never seen his. So
well, we sell it here at this network.
Okay.
We also sell his book, Painful Deceptions. And I'm not going to stop carrying his information because it's good information.
Well, maybe I need to get it.
Well, maybe you do.
Okay.
By the way, I have to do this here. Thank you for your call, Janice.
Thank you.
All right. I have to do this here because we have a friend that's in trouble, a friend of this network. We need counsel, legal counsel out there. If we have any attorneys that are operating inside the 512 area code, or even if, I don't care if you're in Lubbock, Texas, I don't care where you are, but you got to be certified here in Texas. We got a gentleman here that needs a lawyer because the judges are, he was going to represent himself in court, and I don't think he's prepared to do that. He's looking at a year in jail for something he absolutely did not do. I know this man, I know this gentleman, and I'm going to step up to the plate with him. If we have any attorneys here, if you can't do it for free, we understand, but try to do it on the cheap here, if you would. But we need legal representation for a gentleman by the he's going to court, I do believe, the 18th. So that only gives us about 4 days here. We can get a continuance as long as we have an attorney of record. Okay, so please call us here at the network at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. I'm not going to leave anybody behind. I guarantee you that. Eddie in Texas, you're up. Hello, Eddie. Eddie, you there?
Well, in short to the point here.
Yeah.
This guy, Eric, you've discredited him. Why give him any more airtime?
Because I'm kind of making an example of what is going on and what I perceive going on in the Patriot Movement. And if anybody calls into Alex Jones' show, he'll tell you the same thing.
Right, I understand.
You know, I mean, this has got to stop. It's getting worse, and I perceive this as being a problem. I'm seeing my country ripped out from under me.
I understand
and
exactly
we need,
that.
We need all the people of goodwill, and no matter what their capabilities or their attributes are, we need everybody in this fight, and I want to stop this backbiting and the infighting and everything else. I want to wish Eric Hutschmidt all the success in the world. I want to see him continue to do good work. If you've seen his DVD, you've seen his book, it's good work. I wish him to continue in the fight. I don't want to see this man destroy himself. But evidently, Eric's not even seeing what the heck he's doing right now.
I just hear a lot of backpedaling on your show today. That's really ultimately why I called in.
What do you mean backpedaling?
Just with him, just everything. It seems like there's a lot of, what would you say? What would the word be here? It just seems like he's backpedaling a lot on, he wants to make a statement in his article he wrote about you and the others, and then he gets on here and he really can't back himself up.
Well, and that was primarily why I brought him up, because, you know, if Eric is a smart guy and he wants to stay in this fight, he'll stop doing this stuff.
I hear you.
All right. Eddie, thanks for your call.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Shunt in Texas. Hello, Shunt. Go ahead.
His show is really interesting. It just goes to show how innovative you've been with your network in just allowing this type of a discussion, you know, for a whole show.
Well, and I didn't even plan this. I'll tell you what, 5 minutes before airtime, I had a bevy of stories laid out. I was going to do another show, but my webmaster showed me this article off of erichuffschmidt.net, and I just about went ballistic.
Sure. Well, and what'd you do? You got the people involved together and you're addressing it.
That's right. You did a great job. This is what people need to do. It shows who can deal with problems. This is what I say. Bring it out. We'll find out the men from the liars and the children.
Eric?
Yeah?
I love your passion. I completely appreciate it. But what would you do if I was to kick in your door, shoot your family, grab some of your gear, and take off? How long would you need to investigate me before you did something? That's all I'm going to say. I mean, I'm not going to argue the finer points of it because I don't need to. I have everything I need to have made my decision to start acting in a direction related to that. I can learn more as I go, and certainly, you know, there'll be a time when that's more of an issue. Today is not that day.
Shunt, thank you for your call. One more, and you got to be quick, Rick in Ohio. Go ahead, Rick. Rick, you there?
Having an open program where people can speak.
Yes.
I tuned into the show a little late. I just got back from the store, and I tuned in, and I hear debates going on, and I think it's talking about credibility of different people, and the Holocaust was mentioned a few times. Okay. I think what we have to look at here is the world situation. Ahmadinejad in Iran has questioned the Holocaust. Now, that's the modern-day heresy, because the Holocaust is the religion, the new religion of the One World Order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what did they do traditionally with heretics? They burnt them at the stake. Now they're preparing to burn Iran at the stake. And that's what we have opening up today in the Mideast, and it's coming down fast, and the American people had better realize this is a war for life or death.
You got that right. Hey, we're out of time, and thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, Dylan, I thank you for coming on the program. Eric, same with you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, not a problem, John.
All right. And Eric, what I would suggest, really, and I suggested this to somebody, one of our own talk show hosts on this network. I'd brought up some questions. And see, I don't ever air this stuff out on the air. I don't do debates and stuff like that. I just simply make inquiries, ask questions so I have a better understanding. And I suggested to him that, look, you know, this is what you said. He said, I know what I said on my own show. I said, you don't know the way it came across, because sometimes I listen to a show I do, and I listen to it, and I go, well, maybe I could have done that better. Eric, I would suggest you go up to our archives, re-listen to this program, and we will talk. All right?
Sure.
Thanks for your time, Eric. Dylan Avery, God bless you, man.
Well, thanks for doing
likewise,
it.
Yeah, likewise, John.
All right. And I will be also talking with you also, Dylan. All right. Gentlemen, thank you. Folks,
yeah, thank you, John.
All right. Folks, that'll do it for us today. Whoa. Never in my life have I ever done a program like this. But you know what? I think it was high time that this starts to be addressed. I really sincerely do. We've got miles to go, folks, before we can take at least a brief breath and relax just a little bit. But that's miles down the road. We'll be back with you again on Monday with another edition, hopefully a saner one, on the National Intel Report.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.